From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. It's been three long years of decline, but now, according to the latest forecast from the USDA's Economic Research Service, farm revenue is expected to rise this year, slightly. According to the ERS, net cash income for farmers is now forecast to reach $100 billion, about 13% more than farmers made last year. Net farm income, similar to the cash indicator, but including money earned from selling older crop inventories, is projected at $63.4 billion, 3% over last year. Much of the increase comes from stronger cash receipts from meat, dairy, poultry, and eggs. A House Ag Committee farm listening session in the heart of the Corn Belt had its fair share of talk about protecting crop insurance, but also support for USDA conservation and nutrition programs. Speakers at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois, hit heavily on their desire to see support for programs key to their area, especially crop insurance. Illinois Republican Rodney Davis tells AgriPulse there's a lot of consistency in the issues that our producers are bringing up. They may be different crops, but they're consistent. Harvey continues to wreak havoc after slamming into the Texas coast as a Category 4 hurricane with deadly 135-mile-an-hour winds. Harvey dropped more than 4 feet of rain in some areas on vulnerable livestock and unharvested crops while blowing cotton modules off of farms. It will likely be weeks before a full assessment can be made of the damage. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.